Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we come to Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others who are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Now, fasting is kind of a topic that we don't have many sermons about, or actually many writings about today. It's often misused and it's often misunderstood. Today, let me offer a definition of fasting. I'm going to describe what it's not, and then I'm going to describe what it is. First, here's the definition. Fasting means to do without human desires and needs in order to focus on prayer. Fasting is normally done when we have a particular need that we really want to pray about and focus on, or we're dealing with a particular circumstance. So again, fasting means to do without human desires, normally food, and that allows us to focus on prayer. Here's what fasting is not. Fasting is not done to impress others about our spirituality. In fact, it's to be done in secret, Jesus said. You don't tweet about it or you don't post on Facebook that you're fasting. It's not to gain favor with God. It's not to gain favor with others. Remember, his love for us is already unconditional. Fasting is not to be done in a mechanical manner. Prayer and meditation are not formulaic. Fasting is not to be done with the expectation of immediate answers or results. Fasting is not to be done in a situation where it would be detrimental to your health. So that's what fasting is not. Here's the right methods and motives. Fasting is always to be done with prayer and meditation, Luke 2:37, Acts 13:2. Doing without physical needs for a time produces humility, Psalm 35:13, 69:10. Sometimes fasting is done in conjunction with repentance, 1 Kings 21:27, Nehemiah 1:4 and 9:1. Sometimes it's done to prepare for ministry, Acts 13:2 through 3, and 14:23. Sometimes it's done to prepare us for during a time of special need, like in Ezra chapter 8, verse 21 through 23, or Esther chapter 4. So fasting is an opportunity to focus on God. It's not mechanical or methodical. Fasting is not to get what we want, but it's an act of prayer and worship to better discern what we need. So Father, take me into times of doing without in order to receive what I need. In Jesus' name, amen. We would love to join you in prayer here at the Journey Ministry. You can email us at prayer@ronmore.org, prayer@ronmore.org, and let us pray for you on your journey.